This week on Indian Times, we take a look at two of the native Labor Day celebrations in Oklahoma. The Chickasaw Nation Cultural Center is having a one-day celebration next Saturday, August 31st, and it will be a full day packed with experiences for the whole family.
The Chickasaw Cultural Center will have lots of wonderful activities happening. Of course, our traditional village will be open, and we'll be able to visit with people, play traditional games there, do archery, lots of wonderful cultural demonstrations going on.
Now, the people that are going to be a part of the Living Village, I suppose visitors can just talk to them and they'll be able to answer their questions?
Yes, so for those who are in the village during that day or during that weekend, you'll be able to visit with them and ask them questions about the demonstrations that they're doing or archery that they're doing or even the traditional games that they're playing.
Other attractions are planned for those that want to see another side of being Chickasaw and see more of the cultural center.
Hall is going to be open. Our wonderful cafe will be open. And we're going to have a couple of special things happening throughout the campus. One will be a regalia fashion show, and that's going to take place at 1 o'clock in our Anoli Theater. That's going to be a wonderful way for us to share our traditional dress with people. So it's going to be a beautiful fashion show that people will be able to come in and see all of our different fashions throughout time. And then another specialty that we're having that day is artist George Beach will be here with us talking about his artwork that you'll see. It's going to be on exhibit here at the Cultural Center. So he'll be here with us that day explaining to visitors how he created his various art pieces.
Now, I know you've got a wonderful theater there. Will you be showing any films? Mm-hmm.
We will throughout the day. We'll be showing Behind the Scenes, which is actually the making of the Chickasaw Cultural Center. That's a wonderful video. It kind of allows people to see the things that took place before it was open to the public. So you'll kind of see pieces of the construction and how we built the exhibit hall and various things like that. So that's a wonderful film that we show throughout the day that we'd like people to see. And then, of course, we have other films that will be playing, ancient mystery films that will come into play as well. And then we'll be using the theater for the regalia fashion show also. So the theater will be a big part of the day.
That was Valerie Walters. The Chickasaw Nation Labor Day celebration is on Saturday, August 31st. Another big tribal celebration takes place in Tahlequah, the capital of the Cherokee Nation. It's a three-day event, and Chief Bill John Baker says it's just not about Labor Day.
This is our 61st annual Cherokee National Holiday, started in 52. It celebrates the signing of the 1839 Cherokee Constitution.
This holiday seems like it's really become huge because I read that you're expecting maybe 100,000 visitors.
Correct. The holiday is such a good time to be in Tahlequah. We have something for everybody. We've got the Region 8 rodeo finals, and the Cherokees or Native Americans that are successful there will go to the national finals in Las Vegas. We've got a powwow that has both northern and southern drums that other tribes from all over the United States will flock in here for that. And you can see as fine a display of powwow right here in Tahlequah as you can, you know, any place in New Mexico or Arizona or any other place in the United States. They all come in here for Labor Day. You know, we have one of the largest parades. Tahlequah loves a parade, but the Cherokee National Holiday Parade is always the biggest, and, you know, all the departments, all the community organizations, they go all out to really put on a show for the holiday parade.
It's also a time for the Cherokees to take care of business.
We have the State of the Nation on the Capitol Square, where, you know, I give the speech about what the nation has done and where we're going for the next year. And it'll be the first time since 1928 that the Capitol building on the Capitol Square of the Cherokee Nation in downtown Tahlequah, it's the first time that it'll look just like it did 150 years ago when it was built.
A fire in 1928 destroyed the original, but renovations have returned the building to its former glory. Besides the boon to local businesses, there is another special event for our nation's heroes.
Around noon on Saturday, right after the State of the Nation, we're going to do the ribbon cutting of the brand new Veterans Center that we're going to present to not only the Cherokee veterans, but to all veterans, a place that's just for them. And this year we've got a special treat. We have a Cherokee citizen that has written a musical play about my great-great-great-great-grandmother, Nana He, the beloved woman of the Cherokee, will be playing at Northeastern State University every night of the holiday.
If you'd like to register as a Cherokee, that service will be available as well. Other Labor Day celebrations going on is the Choctaw Nation's Labor Day Festival in Tuskahoma, August 29th through September 2nd, with a contest powwow on August 30th. And the 50th annual Ottawa Powwow and Celebration, August 30th through September 1st, in Miami, Oklahoma. This is Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.